All right, sitting with LSU's number seven, new number seven, Jacoby Stevens, got the jersey on the table. Jacoby, how's it feel, man? Like, I'm going to give you my reaction. I think this is probably a pretty common reaction. I was surprised because going back to the national championship game, the parade, Jacob Hester, number 18, we're familiar with his work. And he gets up there and says, man, that guy would look good in 18. And so that was my mindset. Jacoby's going to be 18. Jacoby's going to be 18. Sitting here, Jacoby's number seven. So what was your reaction?
This when Coach O announced that it was going to be seven to the team, and I got the team reaction. It was comforting, especially like I said, when he announced it, and the team really just cheered for me and embraced me wearing seven. It was very comforting. And like I said, I really don't have a lot of words because it's really a dream come true. I mean, I was, you know, right after I got it and kind of settled down, I told Emily that the reason why I wore seven in high school is because of Patrick Peterson. I used to watch his highlights. I remember watching his Mississippi State interception where he tipped it up and he caught it and returned it. And I just remember wearing the number seven jersey. And that's why I started wearing seven in football, AAU basketball. Now that I get the opportunity to wear the place where he wore it, and now you're about to open up Mississippi State, it's kind of all coming full circle.
I remember three was important to you because you were a Chad Jones fan. Mm. So now you get 3 years with Chad Jones, and now you get a year with the Pat Pete number. Kind of walk us through how you found out every little detail that you kind of remember. Like, when's the first moment that you knew, and then just kind of the day? I know it's a blur right now, but just kind of the whole day so far.
I mean, honestly, I knew when Coach O was, he called my name. I mean, and I really didn't even hear him. They said that he said a little bit before, but I just heard him call my name, and he was holding a seven jersey. And I just remember I knew I was excited for Chris and DeMone for getting 18, and then I kind of put my head down and was kind of just waiting and just listening because I knew we had some more stuff to go. And then Coach O said I was wearing seven. I just got excited. Like I said, that the first thing, you know, I heard were, I mean, first thing I saw was Racing McMath in my face with a big, you know, his big smile and John Trey and guys hitting me and kind of, I guess, rite of passage. And, you know, it was pretty cool for those guys to embrace, you know, the, I guess, just me wearing number seven.
What's it mean to you? What does seven represent to you?
I mean, the number itself means complete. And that's what I just strive to be. Just a complete player, a complete person. Just like I said, just in everything that I do, I want to be just a well-rounded guy. And like I said, wearing number seven, and it goes back to the reason why I wore it, dating back to high school, Patrick Peterson, man. I grew up watching his highlight tapes. I mean, I just, you know, I didn't even know seven was like that here at LSU until I got here. I just knew it was Patrick Peterson's number.
Yeah.
And I wanted to put it on.
Do you have a text message on your phone from Patrick Peterson right now?
I don't know. I haven't checked. but, dude, if he texts me, I don't know. I might be cheerleading around my apartment if I get that text message, I promise you. Because I remember when he came to the Florida game last year. And he may not know this, but I was walking to walk-ons, and he was driving, and he said, you had a good game three. And literally right there, I stopped and called my dad. Like, Patrick Peterson just told me good game. And I don't think he doesn't know how much it meant to me, but it really did.
Obviously, seven is something that's been passed down. Guys have worn it. What did you see from Grant when he was wearing it and the – You know, some people talk about a pressure. Some people talk about an expectation. I imagine, from my perspective, you guys as elite athletes, you already put pressure and expectations on yourself. So it's hard to add more to that. But what do you kind of see as that, as the now that seven's on you? Is there a spotlight on you? Is there a target on you?
I mean, I feel like there was a target on me just from last year, the things that I did last year, winning the national championship, and just the things that I did in the course of last year. But there's nobody that puts more pressure on me than me. I look at myself and critique my game every day and every night, and I promise you there won't be anybody that critiques me harder than myself. Because you know, we talked about it before, I'm a perfectionist. I mean, if my foot doesn't look right coming out of my break, I'm looking at it. If my shoulder, if not tackling with the right shoulder, that bothers me. I mean, should we had a play today where something happened to where I could have fixed it, and the rest of the day I had a good day the whole day, but that one play at the beginning is still bothering me while we're speaking. So nobody's gonna put as much pressure on me than me.
over the last couple of weeks, I've kind of been thinking about this interview, but I was thinking about it from an 18 perspective. And one of the things that I was thinking about is just the leadership role that you've taken in leaps and bounds this offseason. It started last year. We talked about that before. But this year, I mean, you've really taken it to off the field with social justice movements and, you know, kind of organizing the team to get registered to vote and all that sort of stuff. How has that leadership role come to you? Is it something that you just saw and you grabbed? Is it something that evolved naturally? How did you kind of grow into that role as a leader for this team?
Honestly, I think it's something, for me, it's something that my support staff here and my parents at home kind of talked me, they talked me into it, and they told me that this is what they always saw it in me. For me, it was, you know, I'm going to come here, you know, like you can ask my dad. For me, my goal was to come here for 3 years, you know, get an education, ball out in Tiger Stadium and leave. And my mom, my dad, shoot, even Coach Moffitt, Vic, Coach O. I mean, I can go down a list of everybody that told me that I'm much more than that, and that I am a leader, and people are looking at me. You know, every time they told me that, I just kind of like brushed them off. But, you know, for me to finally kind of step into that role and really embrace it, it proves that those people know what they're talking about, I guess.
you know what else this means now, right?
What's that?
You're flashy. you got the flashes you've been looking for. Seven's flashy, man.
I may be the most boring seven come through LSU, so everybody buckle your seatbelts up.
have you told mom and dad yet, or have you talked to him yet?
I think I texted my dad after I got out of the shower, and you know, first thing he said was that he always seen me as number seven.
Okay.
And I kind of teared up. Luckily, I was in the shower, so nobody noticed. But you know, it's pretty cool, man. And my dad always knew that. Patrick Peterson was always the reason why I wanted to wear seven, and as I can't stop looking at it, my name at the top and seven right there, man, it's really surreal, man.
It looks good. It looks good when you see it in person. Do we want to do it? Do we want to call the parents right now, try to get it on camera?
Are you down for that?
Oh, man, we can. Let's do it. Dad.
Got your phone? Let's do it.
Call my dad.
Let's
see
make
what
it
says.
Happen. Put that thing on speaker once it starts ringing.
Hold on, I got to tell my dad he's on speaker. Cause...
yeah. Dad, first of all, you're on speaker. All right, it's ringing.
He may be driving too, so.
First phone call in the history of Hey Fighting Podcast.
See, he picks up.
Hello?
Hey, Dad, you on speaker, man?
Huh?
You on speaker, right? If you on speaker, we're on the Hey Fighting Podcast with Cody. And there's want to talk about the reaction of me getting number seven.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my phone just blew up.
Yes, sir. So Coach O announced it today in the locker room after the preseason game number three. So, I got number seven, man.
Yeah, congratulations, man. Like I say, I'm proud of you.
Yes, sir.
He said he wore seven in high school for Patrick Peterson. And that, I mean, what does that mean to you to know that your son's kind of following in those footsteps?
Well, I mean, I'm excited for him as far as especially a kid having, like, ambitions and them coming true. But, like, you know, Jacoby can tell you, me and the wife, we try to have, like, a standard as far as for Jacoby and have him try to have, like, goals to reach and meet. And although we understand the significance and what that number means for LSU, we also have a personal meaning for that number as well. So that's why he started wearing the number in high school.
So one thing that I always noticed with parents, I remember talking to Kalevon last year, his family was upset because they had to buy all new jerseys because of the new number. So you got to stock up on seven gear now.
Yeah, it's funny. I told Jacoby a story. I'm like, because he kind of mentioned it, like I said, you know, something's going to be going down the pike and something's going to it's gonna be a shocker. And I kind of said to myself, I said, oh, my goodness, I hope it's not a jersey change because we was all expecting 18. And I got some family members and good friends. They already got 18 jerseys with the Stevens all back up.
they pulled the trigger a little too soon there.
Yeah. So they were like, man, what's going on with this, man? I'm excited, but man, come on, man, I'm gonna have three jerseys. I'm like, hey, I don't know what to tell you, you know.
That's awesome. I don't have anything else for you. We just wanted to get the reaction of on the phone call. We got a video camera in here too, so we wanted to make sure that. that we got the reaction of Jacoby telling his family.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, Dad. I love you too, Dad. Okay.
All right. When he drives, he's like, he's locked in.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Jacoby, appreciate your time, man. I don't know if I have anything else for you. I could sit here and talk to you all day. I do want to get one thing out there, though. I have to confess, in the most recent one that we recorded with Hester, and me and you talked about this earlier, I didn't tell you that I said it into a microphone, though. I was worried about the defense because I was out there at that scrimmage on Friday. The offense was moving the ball, so I may have demeaned the defense a little bit in the not really. I was just saying, look, the offense looked really good, and I was happy to hear Coach O talking good about the defense and how he said that y'all were better at right now than y'all were at any point last year. So defend the defense for all those people listening.
Oh, well, I'm going to try to do this and because I know this is me and Eric, so I'm not going to try to get in trouble. So just don't worry about the defense, man. Look, we're going to be good. Coach Pelini, he trust me, he's here for a reason.
Basically what you said, and I think we can say this, the offense threw some wrinkles in there that, you know, that y'all
they almost had to. Yeah. They almost had to.
Because scrimmage number one, right?
Oh, scrimmage number one, we definitely dominated.
Okay.
Definitely dominated.
I'm about to talk with Chris for the number 18, and then we're going to get Damone for number 18 as well. So I'll let those two guys duke it out.
Oh,
on the two games, we'll see who comes out on top.
Especially for preseason game number one, Chris can't say anything about it. He dominated that game, hands down.
he's making a face. We'll get him on the mic in a second. One last thing: those two guys get number 18. Just tell me about those two guys, and because they're, you know, you've been around, you've been a starter, you've been a little more prominent. They're, you know, Chris had the big game in the Peach Bowl last year, but they're guys who are on the rise in this program. And you know, I was just talking to my dad before we came here, and I was kind of. I guess I shouldn't be saying this on camera, but I spilled the beans and I told him who 7 and 18 were. He's very discreet. He didn't tell anybody. But he was like, yeah, he knew Jacoby. He remembered Chris from the Oklahoma game. He knew Damone a little bit, but he was more familiar with you. So the people that don't know Chris and Damone, just tell them why those guys deserve 18.
I mean, just starting with Chris, man, he's a warrior. I mean, just everything that he does, he runs the ball hard. He does everything hard. And he does everything full speed. It sucks saying this right now in front of his face. Cause
he just made a heart motion. With
yeah.
his
like same thing with Jamar. I don't like talking good about him in front of them, but, he does everything. He does everything the right way. And when Coach O announced that he was 18, I mean, it was no surprise. I mean, like I said, he waited his turn. I mean, he had when guys were talking about Cloud was leaving and who was going to step up. I said, Chris Curry. I mean, we saw what he did against Oklahoma and when he did that against Oklahoma, I mean, we were on the sideline. We're like, this doesn't surprise any of us.
Yeah.
Because this is what he did in practice. When Coach O put him on the show team, shit, he would tear us up sometimes when running the show team. So with Chris getting 18, being a leader and stepping into this role, there's no surprise. And same thing. Oh, now Damone walks in.
Damone walked in
I talk about good about Damone, Damone walks in.
You couldn't script it any better. And, he's saying nice stuff about you, Damone.
And with Damone, man, Damone's like my little brother, man. I took him under my wing and I tell him certain things. And for, you know, just watching him getting 18, man, it was emotional for me, man. Because like I said, that's like my little brother, man. And, you know, I tell him certain things. We go back and forth. Like, we fight like brothers and we love each other up like brothers. So to see him get that honor, man, it was pretty cool. It's kind of like a big proud big brother moment.
That's awesome. Jacoby, appreciate your time, man. I won't let you say any more nice things about these guys. You can get back to your default
state. Yes, sir.
All right, man. Thank you. All right. Just sat down with Jacoby Stevens, now sitting down with the two new number 18s, Chris Curry, Damone Clark. Guys, thanks for sitting down with us. Looking forward to this conversation. Chris, I'm gonna start with you just because you're furthest away, and we'll just kind of work our way around the table.
Okay.
Your reaction when you got 18 and how surprised were you? Just take me through all the details, just everything you can remember about that moment.
Oh, man, when Coach O just came up with a lot of enthusiasm talking about scholarship guys and who's going to wear number 18 and 7. I mean, never in a million years where I thought I would wear number 18. Just coming from Florida, you know, not playing so much last year, just working hard every day, just praying I could just make a difference, like, in the team. So having 18 means the world to me.
And,
Oh, sorry, Chris. Oh. Go ahead. That's bad.
And I know I'm about to say, I'm about to pass it to Mom.
Oh, see, he's 18. He's taking the lead already, passing off the interview. Go ahead. Go ahead, Damone.
Oh, well, for me, I mean, it's still surreal right now. Just, I mean, honestly, I thought Chris deserved it because just what Chris went through, like, and anybody that was weak-minded could have easily left. Chris stuck it out. Chris was actually my roommate. We stayed together freshman year. So, and Chris used to talk to me a lot, you know. And same with me my freshman year. I wanted to leave out of my freshman year because I wasn't playing. I'm not, you know, I never was used to sitting on the bench. But, I mean, just like, just us talking to each other, man, just keeping, you know, so make sure we both keep a cool head and just, you know, just and still battling with each other every day at practice, you know. It really means a lot, man. And like we said in front of the team, bro, I promise you, y'all gonna get our all, man.
All right, let's go behind the scenes here because we tricked you guys earlier in this very room that we're sitting in right now. I'm not going to say what project we were working on because that's a secret until it comes out, but we were working on another project. And at the end, Emily Dixon, who's sitting over here right now, snuck in a couple extra questions because we knew at that point that you guys were going to be 18. We had to figure out how to make a video without telling you guys. So in retrospect, do you feel deceived? Do you feel tricked? What's your reaction to being caught on candid camera?
Y'all got me. Y'all did y'all thing on that. Y'all got one.
Nah, for me, I was just happy to be on the hype video. I mean, I just said, oh, I finally be on the hype video. I said, all right.
All right, perfect. Chris, let's start with you, and then I'll get back to you, Damone. Your story, I think, is really compelling to a lot of people because you did kind of wait your turn, and you sat behind some great running backs. And it's an era in college football, and I don't want to knock guys that transfer because sometimes it's just the right move for somebody to transfer. But there is a quicker trigger these days to jump ship and to go somewhere else, especially when things get hard. But you stuck it out. And I want to talk about a very specific moment, and it was getting ready for that Oklahoma game. And share what you want about this, but the story that I heard, and you can correct it if I'm wrong, was basically y'all didn't necessarily name a starter that week, but the way that you went in and put in work that week impressed enough people. I think even Joe went to the coaches and said, hey, like, Chris has worked hard. He's earned this start. He's earned this moment. What did that moment mean to you to get that start in that game, to deliver in that game after waiting for so long to get your opportunity?
Oh, man, it meant the world, you know, just actually touching the field for the first time with Joe. And my family was there, and I ain't tell them. I knew that morning I was going to play. I ain't tell them, so I just knew I had a chip on my shoulder and I had something to prove. I had to show everybody and show the world.
Is that when you found out? It was that morning?
Yes, sir.
How did you find out?
I had actually went up to Joe Brady a week before. I said, hey, what do I need to work on to touch the field? He said, nothing, just got to be patient. You got to, know when your number's called. You got to contribute. So in that moment, the same next week, he brought me to the same spot, and he said, remember that moment I told you about? Now I was here. And I ain't text nobody, I ain't tell nobody. You know, I just went to the game. I ain't quiet, but it was my time to shine, and that's what I did.
What happened after the game? You said something to Joe after the game. I think this has been written about.
Oh, yeah. I just put on Twitter, thank you, Joe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That blew up. Mm-hmm. Damone, a different path for you. You're a guy that did work your way into the rotation last year a little bit earlier in the season. But like you said, your freshman year, you kind of had to wait your turn as well. Now that you kind of take the mantle at a position where we've just been turning out pros like every year. I mean, PQ last year going in the first round, Quan, Debo, I mean, just up and down the NFL, it's filled with guys at your position. But just kind of give us some insight into your story. I know you're a Baton Rouge kid and went to Southern Lab, and you know, your hometown means a lot to you. I think there was a feature story written on you recently that, you know, you've had flooding that you've dealt with the past. And
I'm originally from New Orleans. I moved out here in 2005 after Hurricane Katrina.
How old were you then?
5.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't really remember nothing from New Orleans. So, like, I mean, my mom and dad get mad at me a lot for sounding from Baton Rouge, but yeah, I mean, it's just, I remember, this is just what I remember, but, I had it hard growing up, just the flood, Hurricane Katrina and the flood that happened in 2016.
Yeah.
I mean, it made me toughen up, you know, it showed me that everything wasn't promised, you know, because we lost everything we had twice, just had to start over again. But, I mean, I made a promise to my mom, like, I told her I was going to graduate high school, play football in college, and I thought I was going to graduate. And I'm on the right track to to graduate and just to continue to, you know, make my parents proud and make my family proud, because I'm the first one in my family to do something this big.
How much water did y'all get in that flood, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, it was a lot. I don't even know. It's like we lost everything. I just remember we woke up. We had just woke up, and then we just had water in the house. And then actually my dad didn't want to leave. He didn't want to leave. He thought that we was going to be able to fight it off, but we couldn't. The water got too high, so we had to leave.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that same flood. I got some water in my house, and it was maybe like 9 inches. That was the same way. I didn't want to leave because that's your house, right? You don't want to leave.
Right, you don't want to leave all your stuff that you work hard for, and just to see, like, the flood hit and messed everything up. I mean, it really had me depressed and just sad.
Yeah, it's tough, man. But it's good to see that, you know, you've kind of used that as fuel to get to where you are. Chris, tell us about your background and coming from Florida and how that shaped you, because you are a tough running back. That's what you exude on the field when you play, is we see this toughness, this grittiness. Jacoby was just talking about you, saying how tough you are and saying some nice things about you. Where does that toughness come from? Where does what are your roots?
Oh, man, coming from Fort Myers, Florida, you know, it's a troubled neighborhood, you know, but we have superstars like Deion Sanders, Sammy Watkins, Javon Curtis, and many more. Just seeing them growing up and just taking all that pain and stuff I was going through in my community and stuff, just seeing all that, and just my biggest thing, I just want to show the kids, hey, if you do the right things, if you work hard, you know, stuff like that, you can make it big one day. And that's my motivation, like, even still to this day.
Damone, one of my memories of you is last year I was doing a story on Shelly doing the yoga class in the walkthrough room. And it was mostly, like, specialists. And Kevin Falk was in there. And he was talking about how Tom Brady used to do it. And then you walked in. And I was like, all right, we got a position player. We got a scholarship guy. And you were there. And I was asking somebody about it, they were like, Damone does everything. Like, if it's got a chance to make him better, Damone's gonna do it. What's your approach with that? Showing up for yoga, watching extra film. Jacoby's talked about this. Jabril's talked about this. How you guys kind of, as soon as practice is over, y'all hit the film room. What's your approach to that? Just putting in that extra work.
See, whatever I gotta do to make it and to be successful, hey, I don't mind doing it. You know, even with times when I probably don't feel like doing stuff, I still think about my family. You know, and I just do it. You know. And just having guys like Jacoby and Jabril to push me. Like Jacoby said, we argue all the time. You ask him about the locker room, we argue. Jacoby texted, I think it was a week ago. He sent me, Jacoby and Jabril, in a group message. And he sent the video of it's Washington State, because, you know, Mike Leach, Mississippi State now. Yeah. So he sent us a video. And I told him, like, I mean, we got an iPad, too. We watch a film, too. But he was just telling us, you know what I'm saying, like, little small tendencies to watch for. And then, you know, that was a little small argument we had. But it's just, like I say, anything I have to do to be successful, I really don't mind doing it. And just having the right guys around me just continue to push me.
Okay, so we did this with Jacoby. Have y'all told your parents yet? Text message, phone call?
Nah, I ain't told mine yet.
Mm-mm. All right, we're going to do it again? Y'all want to pull the phones out and give them a call?
Yeah.
We can.
Let's go Chris first. Chris, we're just going to work our way around the table. I'm putting you guys on the spot. I just imagine, like, if I was calling my dad.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, check me out. We on radio right now. And you on speaker, so what's the question you want to ask?
Just tell him the news and get the reaction. Is that your dad?
Yeah, it's my dad.
What's your dad's name?
Linnell.
Okay.
So I'm wearing number 18 this year, and it's a big deal for LSU.
Okay.
we just wanted to get the family reaction.
We want the family reaction. So what you think?
If it's a big deal for you, it's a big deal for us. I mean, it means we raised you to be a leader, and they think you're a leader, so we did our job.
All right.
Are you worried?
Give it to your mom. She's right here.
Okay, let's get mom on the phone.
Oh, Mama Bear's on the phone. Hey, how you doing, Mom?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. And yourself? Good. I'm wearing number 18 this year. What do you think about me wearing number 18?
That's amazing, Chris.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. My
are very proud of you.
Very.
That means that you're a leader and you have, you know what you need to do.
Yeah, I'm going to take care of business.
Not on the field and off the field. You have to direct everybody.
I got you.
That's amazing.
It is.
All right, appreciate it. I'm going to hit y'all back.
All right.
Very proud of you. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Congrats.
All right.
Bye.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
I
love you. All right, let's get Damone's parents on the phone now. Definitely give them that speaker warning just in case.
Yeah.
Just, speaker.
Yeah. You want to speak?
Please leave your message.
No. No love. Hold on. Here first.
They just hit that red button. There we go.
Hey, Ma. Hey, you on speaker, so. You on speaker, so. Make sure you don't say nothing too crazy.
Okay.
Oh. Hey.
What happened? What's wrong?
I'm not 35 no more.
Why? What happened?
Just guess what number I am.
So I'm thinking 35. All the stuff I got, 35. I don't know.
Just take one guess. It's a historic number in LSU history.
The one that be at Walmart, 18?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I went 18.
Wow. Oh, that's good. So I can go to Walmart.
No.
Oh, that's good, baby.
Yeah, I found out today.
Tell her what 18 symbolizes.
Oh,
it's 18 just symbizes, you know. What'd you say, Ma?
It's 18 a good thing. I mean, good thing. If I see that everywhere.
Yeah, it just symbolizes, you know, a guy that, you know, does the right thing, treat everybody right, both on and off the field, no matter if it's the cafeteria workers, the coaches, anybody, you know. 18 okay. Just symbolizes a true leader, both on and off the field.
And that's you too, baby. Look, good, you be acting old. Look, see, like mama, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're going to come through. Yeah.
Okay, Jacoby said she's from New Orleans.
On the first
ship,
on the first row, baby.
Oh, yeah.
With my new number.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited. Congratulations. See you being Border Patrol girl.
I said, what's up?
Chris said, what's up, Ma? Chris got it too. Me and Chris, 18.
Hey, oh, what a duke. Oh, yeah. What's up, baby? I got to call mama. Come on now. Send me your mama number, baby. We're going to be ready to come next Saturday. Send me her number, Chris.
I got
you. Oh, yeah.
I'm
sorry. I'm a shake for you too, though, Chris. There y'all go. Congratulations. I'm happy.
Thank you, Ma.
Hey, y'all. What
up, Dad?
Oh, what's up, hey.
Yeah, him and Chris. Chris just told me too.
Chris?
Yeah, Eric. Yeah.
Oh, all right, good. Merry Christmas, where's Chris?
Right, yeah.
Appreciate it.
That is all right, man.
That's why I told you.
God is good.
Him being national security paid off.
Don't get your head up there. I'm Trump, y'all. Don't get your ass inside
at night. All right. I'll see y'all later.
All right. Congrats. I'll see you. Yeah. All right. Don't still send me Chris Mama number so we be ready, babe. We're going to show up and show out, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Now I see why your mom gets upset when you say you're from Baton Rouge and not New Orleans. Because your mom is straight New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
accent at all. She go hard. Yeah, she go hard.
Hey, I just want y'all to know, you know, fans out there, when y'all see my mom, like, I'm telling you, she right behind me in the game. My mom is right there. Y'all be on the lookout for her. Y'all going to sit on the Jumbotron, too, not embarrassing me.
She'll be easy to spot. She'll be wearing the number 18 jersey she got from Walmart, right?
Oh, yeah.
Guys, I think that covers just about everything. Let's talk about Jacoby Stevens for a second, since he had to talk about y'all getting number 7. What y'all think about that?
Man, I can sit here all day and talk about Jacoby. But, nah, there's no guy on the team that I honestly feel like deserve number 7 more than Jacoby. Man, that's just – he a true leader, bro. Like, since the time I got here, I didn't really know nobody. You know, I only knew a few guys, but Jacoby's one of the guys that took me underneath his wings, you know, showed me what's right and what's wrong, you know. And like I say, even when last year, argued with him last year, my freshman year, you know, I was like, bro, like, why is this guy so strict on me? Like, but he's a guy that's seen something in me that I really ain't seeing myself, and I can honestly say I'm thankful for him. And that's a brother that I will have forever.
Chris, you going to follow that up? I mean, that's pretty.
He definitely hit everything, the nail on the head. But my first time meeting Jacoby, man, I thought this guy was a jerk and a bully. But that's just who he is on the field. But off the field, he's actually a leader, and he really cares. And he goes out into the community and talk to kids, you know, to make a huge difference. I know if I had somebody like that growing up that's come and talk to me, I know I'd probably be in the same shoes I am right now. But even a better position, like, I know Jacoby is to definition number seven, a work hard, everything. So,
all right, that's all I got for you. I'll tell you this, and Michael Barnett already told you, but, you know, with 18 now, you got to be at every media session. Oh, you got every time a microphone's in front of your face, you got to talk now. You're the spokespeople.
Y'all
people
prepping
for the team.
Me right now.
They prepping me. This is always good practice. Guys, appreciate your time.
Anytime.
Like nights of old, we fight to hold the glory of the purple and gold. Come on, you Tigers. I said fight, fight, fight. Victory for victory. Victory.